This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics. You're going to do an event out in Imperial Valley, then you need these guys more than anything. They, for over 20 years, they've been supplying portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. And they're all licensed through BLM and everybody else out there that you have to do that. Save yourself a lot of time and trouble. Call 760-352-8283. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them what you'd like to do. They'll give you a few things you need to do. And trust me, you will be using them forever. Audrey Mason and Stovet in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, it's been a busy week this week. We've got a lot going on, a lot coming up here. So lots of announcements to go over and review this week. We have met with and teamed up with Tread Lightly, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, San Diego Four Wheelers, and SDORC. And we met together with this week with three different agencies. We've got the Forest Service, we've got California State Parks, and we've got the Bureau of Land Management. And we basically lined out the next season, the entire season.
Wow.
For upcoming trail maintenance days, desert cleanups, and shooter trigger trash cleanups throughout the entire next season.
Wow.
So you're going to see something big from us coming out here shortly. I'm going to be working on flyers today. I just asked one of our wonderful members, Laura Rockwood, if she wouldn't mind designing out a couple of flyers, because we've got a lot of information that we need to get out to people coming up here really quickly. So I'm really excited. It's awesome for us to... Normally what happens is TDS does theirs, we do ours, San Diego Four Wheelers does theirs, Tread Lightly does theirs, and then everybody's asking everybody afterwards whether or not, you know, hey, would you be willing to team up and partner up with us on this event during this time? Are you willing to work with us and team up with this on this time? Oh, and I forgot to mention too, Clean Desert out of Barstow, Adam, and Desert Cleanse Project is also teaming up with us on two for state parks and for the Bureau of Land Management. So it's we are super excited to create the partnerships and have the clubs working together, coordinating together.
Sure.
And having that go. This week's been a big week for us to line out those dates.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot coming at you today. Hopefully you got your calendars out and ready, and you got some
or you can go to a website called
SDORC.org, www.sdorc.org. It'll be out by tomorrow up on our website for each of the different things. And then we'll have flyers out. And then we also have a meetup website, and it will be on our meetup as well for each of the different dates and the events where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. So
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be big. And then at the same time, I was working on the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run coming up in November.
Wow.
And seeking sponsorship for that. And we've got...
what's the dates on that?
Saturday, November 5th for the actual poker run. So we'll be out there on the Wednesday before, lining out the route and getting everything set up for base camp. And then the event is on Saturday, November 5th. We are going to be at the dip at Huff Flats. We are not going 6 miles down Washboard Wheeler Road. So that's
is that
huge.
A good thing?
That is a huge thing. So 7 years ago, we had our event and base camp at the dip. And then 6 years ago, we had it at the dip. Those 2 years... Too many people, the dip is right at Superstition. It's right up against the bombing range. And too many people actually camped in the bombing range and went and played. There's bombing targets that you can see from far away, like triangles that they have. They look like little, you know, from far away. It's like, what's that big white thing? Why is it, you know, it's out in random.
Let's go see.
Let's go check that out. And so what happens? Well, doesn't matter what time or day it is, 365 days a year, the Pearl in El Centro, the El Centro Air Force Base, goes out there and they test the, I'm sorry, it's the Navy base.
They drop bombs.
And they drop bombs out there, whether or not it's a test bomb or whether or not, you know, you have a smoke bomb or an actual live bomb. They do all sorts of it out there. I've been out there camping at night at the dip, and I've seen the military shoot those they're bigger than 50 cal tracer rounds. So at night you just see these, I almost want awesome red, you know, and you just hear and you feel the vibration, you feel the ground, right, you know, you see them dropping out of the helicopters and come down, and then you see them going back up, and oh, it's just unreal and what right. they do out there.
But you want to be on the right side of the fence.
Exactly. Because if you are in that bombing range, number one, look at how many thousands of tax dollars you just wasted, because the military, if you are out there, they have to completely shut down. They have to head back to base camp. So you have all of those military members that are active. You've got the flight crew. You've got the ground members. You've got everybody lined up that's doing and focusing on them going out and doing their target practice, and they have to completely shut down.
And if any of your equipment gets damaged because you're on the wrong side, you're an owner.
Oh, yeah.
No insurance company is going to walk up and say, oh, no, here, let me get you a new Jeep or a side-by-side.
No.
No.
Nope.
Or you're a life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, why are you doing it that close to the bombing range again?
It's actually an awesome location to have, because we are on the far side of the Mud Hills. When most people go to Superstition, they go out, they go down Wheeler Road, and then they head towards the mountain. Not very many people actually go east and head into the Mud Hills and play in the Mud Hills and the crevices. A lot of people don't even know what's over there, and there's a couple of two or three different really cool destination spots to hit, in my opinion. Stack Hill, where everybody goes and stacks rocks up for, and then, you know, a couple of other ones. So we are going to have a completely new route because we can be over there. And the Bureau of Land Management has spent our OHV fee money. So your permit money for going to Glamis and our OHV green sticker money. And they were able to survey and provide us with new routes. So when we host an event out there, we have to stay on route, an approved certified route. That means that every biologist, archaeologist, everybody that you could think of has gone out there and reviewed it and made sure that there's not a cultural site or something along those lines, and that it's safe for us to drive our vehicles over and we're not going to affect anything.
Well, this is the high point for you guys anyway, because summer's over and now the off-roading continues out in the desert.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Summer's coming to an end. October, it's still Halloween weekends, usually the first weekend. Some people go the weekend before because they don't want the big weekends out there. Then Thanksgiving, that's another big one. So a lot of people like to miss those weekends. Veterans Weekend's a huge weekend out there. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, there's literally almost every single weekend we'll have some sort of event or something going on for you. Wow. If you are interested.
Cool. Sounds like it's exciting. All right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, there's a whole lot more right here on SDORC Dirt Radio FM. 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. Boys, Sam, won't you ever learn?
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire. I don't care what size tire you need, from a golf cart to a semi, Wayne Miller can hook you up. 619-596-2800. He also does alignments. He does oil changes. You know what? He'll take care of your whole vehicle, even if all you need are tires. Check him out. Go to Wayne Miller Tire. Call him first. Get an appointment. 596-2800. Yep. Tell them Audrey sent you.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, again, everything. And I guess the first thing we should mention, since, you know, the season is really starting to ramp up, is we need volunteers. We need help.
Yes.
Go to SDORC.org. There's a volunteer page. You know, we don't care what it is that you can do. Anything will help. Everything from coming out and setting things up, making phone calls. Maybe you're good at the internet and social media. Whatever it takes, just go take a look, because it's always nice to give back. There are some nice little bonuses if you do. So check that out.
Yes.
All right. What else we got? Man, he's got more paperwork than he's had, and I can't remember when.
Well, we were talking about
the Lost Lizard Fun Run and why we're at the dip again. The Navy put a fence between the bombing range and the off-road vehicle area.
Right.
And so that'll just keep people out.
And then you guys hung those reflectors.
That's the fence we put reflectors on. So the BLM says, well, now that there's a fence there, we're not going to have people going over.
Oh, there wasn't a fence before?
No, there was only some poorly marked signs. Ah,
gotcha.
There was trails. There not
See,
very
so
many
that's
signs.
Interesting. We do what they ask, and they allow us to do what we want. What a concept.
So it's a really great place to have a base camp. It's like you can park 100 feet off of the pavement versus 6 miles or 7 miles. And there's great riding right there. And it's a neat...
And I'm sure it's a good place for someone that's never been off-road before. And if you're brand new, you just bought a Jeep, but you don't know what the heck to do with it. Sounds like it'd be a pretty good place to learn.
This is a great event for people that are new to off-roading. You follow
and
a route.
And seasoned.
Well, of course, you know, it's great for seasoned people.
Right.
But it's also, like, if you don't know where to go or what to do, but you want to have an off-road experience in the desert, you come to our event. You sign up and you follow a ribbon in the desert. You follow a route. It's real easy to follow, and you get to see a lot of neat places. And you may not have had the courage to go that far by yourself when you're new.
Yeah.
So this will get you out there, and you'll, look at this place. I want to come back here.
The lady that, you know, she's my banker at Alpine, and she bought a Jeep just like yours, but it was called a Moab Edition.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I says, do you have any idea what you have? Well, it's cool. I says, have you ever been off-road? She goes, no. I mean, what the heck did you buy that for? Why did you just buy a stock, you know?
Basic, yeah. I wouldn't even have gone with the Moab Edition.
No, because this thing is really good. I says, then you need to go to the Lost Lizard Run. Then, of course, what's the Lost Lizard Run?
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. So, and I run into that on a daily basis. People that have never been off-road before, but yet they're buying these Jeeps, especially the new Wranglers, but they don't know what are you going to do with it if you
don't
know what to do?
They're very capable vehicles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Really.
They can do great things. You should have some fun and go out.
Right. So that's why I think it's really important. By the way, send me a date for KUSI.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, normally the rule of thumb is if you stiff me.
I know. I'm so sorry.
You will never, ever, ever come back to KUSI again. But you're different.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
I'm just giving you a heads up.
So, you know, that we appreciate that. It helps.
We always
get friends, you know, texting us. So we're cutting off pre-entries, I think, October 14th. Or 15th,
really? So we need to do it prior to that.
Yeah.
So that's pre-entries. You can still show up to the event.
Right.
But maybe we should do it before pre-entries end.
Yeah.
Well, let me look at my calendar. Send me an email.
That'll be in early, mid-October. So we'll work on that.
Because I think I'm already booked up from up to the 10th, so I'll have to look at my calendar. But like I said, just lock a date in, so that way. In fact, you can lock more than one. You can do the pre, and then you can do.
Yeah, because I've got a few different things going on that we want to bring in and have.
And this is just a good opportunity to let people know that sponsors can get involved. You know, we got to go after all the Jeep dealers in town.
Yeah.
And get each Jeep dealer in San Diego County. And the deploy there is, well, you know, okay, I'm just coming to talk to you because Bob Baker signed up.
Yeah.
Bernie Mesa signed up.
Yeah.
San Diego signed up. National City signed up. Are you interested?
I think. Yeah. El Cajon Ford?
Yep. El Cajon Ford just gave us.
Did they already?
Yep. Yep, El Cajon Ford just signed up for us, so that's...
They've got the Bronco, the little Bronco Raptor, which I'm getting in a couple of weeks. So yeah, so no, that's the thing. So you got to, you know, and I have no problem guilting people. I said, well, you got first right of refusal, but here's who's already signed up.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to be represented, I'm not twisting your arm. I'm just educating you and letting you know.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get radio and TV coverage.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Because it's all, I mean, the end result is not the three of us.
No.
We get nothing out of this. You know, no. It's all about keeping the club alive, yep. keeping our, you know.
Keeping deserts and trails
keeping
open.
Keeping our deserts and trails open. Keeping yep. Sacramento in check.
Which, speaking of Sacramento, yes. we are going up to Sacramento. Ed and I are flying right. out are on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
This week on Tuesday, August 23rd. That's one of the things that is a key component of today's radio show. I have 2 days. I have homework, weekend homework out right now. I have it blasted on Instagram. I have it out on every single social media page that I can think of right now for my weekend homework. I need you to email me your comments and your opinions. Mm-hmm. We have been invited by the California Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation State Parks, California State Parks, and the California Outdoor Recreation Foundation. For an OHV safety summit on Tuesday, August 23rd, I'm asking everybody to please provide me with viable ideas, recommendations, and solutions towards current safety and education issues affecting our community.
Right.
The main goal on this is the focus is on side-by-sides.
Right.
We have five of the main manufacturers that are going to be there. You've got lobbyists that are going to be there. You've got key people that are going to be there. And changes are going to come from this summit. So it's focused on improving OHV education, safety messaging, and training. Any ideas that you could possibly have for us and what we can do? One of the things that I've got down here in Southern California that we face is sandstorms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not being able, wind picks up just a little bit, just a 10 mile an hour wind. It kicks up enough dirt and sand out there that you have issues seeing, and your visibility gets very low, you know, 15, 20 feet max, and that's all you can see. So one of the things that I want to bring to the manufacturers is running lights and daylight running lights, no matter where you are. While I was speaking to a couple of our vendors, I had Joe, the owner of Vision X Lighting, sponsor the Lost Lizard and possibly the radio show. And he brought up, daylight running lights isn't enough because they need to be flashing. Because when you're in a sandstorm, a regular running light's not going to be enough, no. you know. But a flashing light, you can see a flashing light from a lot farther of a distance than just a regular light. So, and having it be uniform,
right.
you know, they don't want us to have red and blues because that's, you know, first responder and police.
And
so,
he would be able to tell us what's the best light. Is it white? Is it orange?
He said yellow. He said yellow, see, 3 watt.
I bet nobody knows that.
And he said four loom.
Aluminums.
4 loom.
Or higher.
3 watt consistent flashing on the front and the rear of the vehicle. And for that to be required on the vehicles to help bring
awareness.
Yeah, just so you can see people from far away to help limit accidents out there. And then to me, that's a key component, not just the education and safety, because I've been out there and I've been riding, you know, not even on a dusty day, but at 3 to 5 p.m. in the winter and fall, the sun is setting. It's so hard to see at that particular point in time with the shadows on each of the hills and the different things, you know, that would definitely help improve invisibility and be able to see other riders.
KUSI segment, just him and him alone.
Yeah.
Just having, you know, bring a Jeep down that's got the correct lighting.
Yeah.
And then bring another Jeep down that doesn't.
Yes.
And kind of show a before and after.
Side by side. Send him my info
because, you know, we have a blast doing this show. And it's very, very important that we do this show, but yep. we gotta educate, and we gotta use all the tools in our toolbox to educate.
Yes. So the other thing was a mandatory class. So we've talked about this here before.
I totally agree about
a boater's class or a hunter's license and what they have to go through, an 8-hour course for a hunter's license, a 4-hour course for a boater's license.
Right.
I want an off-roader's card. I want anybody who's out there riding, I don't care what vehicle you're in.
Even a motorcycle.
And I don't care how old you are. I don't care if it's the 5 or the 6-year-old that's on a 50
or
in the little single-seater cart to the 75, 80-year-old, 90-year-old. I have 85-year-olds them that come out to my Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. They always park near base camp. They come out by themselves. There's two of them. They each have their motorhome with their tow behind trailers and their sand rails. They've been riding for over 50, 60 years out in the desert, and they still come out. Unfortunately, that doesn't matter. Those guys, I want them to get an off-roader's card, too.
They may not know all the rules and regulations.
Right.
If this show isn't giving back to the off-road community, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I mean, other than promoting events. You know, we need to be an outlet. In other words, we need to be, oh, by the way, I just bought a side-by-side. You know, we need to talk to Audrey or Ed
and find out
where to take these training classes.
Yes, so that's key too. And we actually just started working on ensuring that we have local classes and training available
with a certified trailer. With local dealers?
Yeah, that would be the key. That's what's going to be coming out of this. If you buy one, it's going to be mandatory for you.
Right.
And then anybody who's with you that's going to be riding it. So if you are going to be driving an OHV vehicle, whether it's a dirt bike, a quad, a side-by-side, you're in your Jeep, I don't care, you're in your 4Runner, whatever it is that you're out there having a good time in, if you are on the trails in the desert, you need to have an off-roader's card.
I think you should.
It's very controversial. I'm getting a lot of kickback. People don't want more rules, they don't want more regulation, but this industry has grown so fast, so quickly. You have all the inexperienced out there that didn't grow up doing it, that have just since COVID found the only release that they can escape is coming out and getting in, you know, and everybody can finance nowadays. Before, you had to build your vehicle. But now you go out, you sign up, you got it ready made, you got your truck, your trailer, you load it, and you go right out there.
You're actually getting kickback, huh?
I'm getting a lot of kickback on this.
We will get lots of kickback. I was in a big motorcycle dealership yesterday, and they didn't have that many motorcycles. They had a lot of side-by-sides.
Oh, yeah, that's where the money is at.
And some watercraft. But, yeah, the whole industry.
Were you talking to them about training?
No.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want to get thrown out?
I just dropped off Lost Lizard Fun Run flyers.
He just didn't want to get thrown out. He just wanted to tell the truth. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage. Chris Wiley. You know, that rascal was born here in San Diego, right there in East County. His business is there, and he truly cares about the off-road community. And he also takes care of all your finances. If you don't know anything about reverse mortgage, or maybe you're trying to find, you know, buy a house, maybe you're in the military, and you've heard somebody say you could do it for a dollar, well, let me tell you, this guy can hook you up. All you need to do is call him at 619-722-1303, or you go to primeres.com, PRMIMortgage.com, and he will, I'm thinking of the washing your carpets, and he will do whatever it takes. Tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ. So anyway, it's almost like the more the word gets out, the better the events will be.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when you guys did Lost Lizard Run, and almost the desert wasn't big enough.
Yeah, we've had it.
COVID kicked you in the butt for two years, and now you've got to do a rebound. Well, the only way to do, and you've got so many new, whether they're motorcycles or whether they're side by sides or Jeeps. I mean,
I'm really excited to see what this year's going to bring.
Yeah,
I've got some businesses interested that want to actually come on site and potentially sell on site.
Yeah.
And normally we don't get them that want to come, and we try and limit it. We don't want to be as big as TDS. We never wanted to have 100 vendors out at camp.
But you would take it.
But exactly. I'm not at this point. We need to get bigger and better, and we need to. So I'm not going to turn anybody down. If you're interested in coming out and you understand what it's going to take, whether you have to pull the permit yourself, you're going to be a part of my permit, and you're going to pay those fees, by all means, join us in the desert.
That's another great venue for classes.
Yes.
you know, whether it be two-wheel, four-wheel, whatever.
That's what I asked Brandon from Tread Lightly to help us with this year, is to be on site. He's going to have his tent or Easy Up on site there. And
is that
I asked
what he
him
does?
To have,
does he do training?
They're supposed to have training. They're supposed
well, let me
to
ask
have
you this.
Tread Lightly.
Is there anybody out there that does two-wheel training?
Two-wheel training?
Not here
no.
in town?
No.
Not that
nope.
I know of.
Nobody does off-road. I mean, nobody does
dirt
it.
Bike? Not that I'm nobody aware.
There was those a pair of women that were doing it at Barona Oaks years back.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
But I don't know of anybody currently doing it. There's James Rue that does
see, ATV now there's
safety
a job.
Training.
You just need to quit your job tomorrow. And then there, I mean, you could make a fortune if you did motorcycle training, and nobody knows two wheels better than you do.
Yeah.
Hmm. Think about it.
You train a lot. I mean, you love to train
kids.
Yeah,
you give
too.
Away more than anything.
He takes anybody who and anybody who's willing to have a conversation with Ed. If you have a kid or you're interested in yourself, he owns over 20 motorcycles.
And if you want
to
go
out, and he's willing, he loves to spend the time and he loves to teach people so that they know how to ride and
know
how to ride
I would
responsibly and
you,
respectfully.
I would rather have you do that than go to Sacramento.
You know how many he's put me on dirt bikes. He's put me on his three wheeler. He's put me on anything that he has in the desert. When I haven't had my own toy, he's like, oh no, we're going to go for a ride. I've got an extra helmet. I've got extra boots. I've got, you know, here, let's go.
Well, you've been to his house. There's no furniture. There's just motorcycles.
Yeah. There's one couch. And he has two motorcycles in his living room.
I was going to say there's no kitchen table. There's no,
let's move to the garage.
Yeah, there's no bathroom. Yeah, there's no toilet. You just hang off of a 250. I mean, you know, the guy's got no furniture.
That's so true.
But no, seriously, that's something, because that would be, talk about a draw if you told everybody, hey, if you come out to Lost Lizard, we've got a 1 and 2 hour two-wheel, four-wheel, side-by-side class.
Yeah.
It's only going to cost you $20. Sign up and you'll get the time of your life.
Yeah, we should.
I know. Just I know.
I don't know. So that's where I have to look into rules and regulations, because generally we just had one of the ASI instructors from back in the day from Akatia Wells, who used to put on training events and such, come, and he's a certified trainer. And we were talking about how many certified trainers there are, and there's one in San Diego County, right, and but one in Imperial County.
You know where the rest
there's
of them are?
There's two in San Diego and one in Imperial.
You know where the rest of them are?
Where?
Honda has them. Kawasaki has them. Suzuki has them. Every side-by-side. And they have them. And all you do is invite them to come out.
That's what I need.
I mean, you have to get into the
yeah.
And the best way to do that is go to your local motorcycle shop.
Yeah.
And say, I need to talk to your factory rep.
Okay.
Because factory reps come to dealerships every month.
Ed, you have homework.
Well, at least this time, yeah, you just can't go, or I'll do it. I have no problem, because I talk to factory people all the time. And
yeah.
I'm just thinking, if you did that and say, do you got, and I'll just say, hey, do you have a training program for side-by-side? Oh, yeah. Well, how would you like to come out to Lost Lizard and have a captive market?
Yeah. We
really?
Need it. We absolutely need it. Unfortunately, with as many fatalities that have already happened since January
that
of this year
that are not no one knows about them,
no,
because they're keeping that stuff to themselves,
right? Well, that's what the safety summits come from. The safety summit has come from the high profile hit and run fatality accidents that have happened,
because they record them. Mm-hmm. They just don't hit all the TV stations. That's the thing.
Yes.
No, but yeah. I mean, I think Ed, you should be an instructor. You know, you can pick the company you want.
I mean, you are retiring here in
tomorrow.
A year, you know, so
less
you
than
gotta less than a
tomorrow?
Year. So
really?
Less than a year.
Oh, we
so you
got
can
stuff
start
for
your new
you
business
to do.
Once
Boy,
you retire. I'll never, you can
I wish I had a job.
Yeah.
No, but just think, you could do training, you could do mm-hmm. You could take people out on trips, you know, one night, two night, three night. Dude, you could be a tour guide.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Lulu Definitely. The tour guide.
Yes.
Should we call him Lulu?
No.
Like Lululemons?
No. I like Camp Dog better.
Camp Dog?
Yeah, he loves dogs. He's very friendly.
Camp Dog Tours. Wow. A big St. Bernard, you know, drooling all over. Or a Chihuahua. Let's get him a Chihuahua.
He has a Chihuahua.
Do you have a Chihuahua?
Come on.
Come on,
dude.
He's
got more fur than Chihuahuas.
We'll loan you a Rottweiler.
He's got a long hair Chihuahua.
Yeah, I like big dogs, too.
But I'm just saying, stop it. I mean, you got to start thinking about what you're going to do when you're done, because if not, we will.
I've got some ideas.
Yeah, because you don't
ride my motorcycles for a change.
He told me he only had 3 motorcycles. He's got 20 motorcycles.
I think I have 13 right now.
Oh, that means you got rid of some.
He put them in the garage.
I sold some.
He put them in the garage, so they're not in the house.
Yeah, there's none in the house right now.
There's some hidden in the shed.
Really?
Yeah, the 71 Husky 400 is getting rebuilt.
So you don't have any? So you have furniture?
Yeah, chairs.
Chairs, sofa, toilet.
Yeah. Well, really quickly before we hit, we've got 5 minutes before we go to break. I want to, everybody break out their calendars. I just want to go through a little bit of rundowns of different things that SDRC is going to be involved in the next 3 months, basically between now and December or January. Starting in Labor Day weekend, Cal 4-Wheel would like to invite you to the Sierra Trek, which is up near Shaver Lake. It is a poker run. They do guided trail runs out there. It is limited runs and availability. You can take any type of 4x4 out there, and then they also have side-by-side runs. It's all forest. It's in the Sierras. It is absolutely gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. Great time. Then we have Sand Sports Super Show coming up after that, September 16th through the 18th. SDRC will have a booth, will be at the Costa Mesa Fairgrounds, Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Mm. And that's a Sand Sports Super Show. It's a huge show. Anybody who has
anybody,
it will be there.
They call it Sand Sports, but there's stuff other than sand toys there. Yeah.
I got a feeling it's going to be massive this year.
It's basically all side by side
putting it on, and there were not many spots left.
Yeah,
it's all sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what is it, Saturday, Sunday?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Holy moly.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Vendors have to be in and set up by 12 o'clock on Friday. It's open Friday night to
what
people
date?
Friday's at September 16th. Friday, Saturday the 17th, and Sunday the 18th. Saturday the 17th is generally the big day. They have lots of stuff going on. On Sunday the 18th, that's when they do the raffles there. ASA raffles off a side-by-side and a trailer. And I think they're doing both, or they're only doing one. I'm not sure.
I don't know what they're doing.
Usually
did sand cars.
Yeah, the side-by-side for sure is going to be raffled off there. I don't know if the trailer gets raffled there or if it gets raffled after.
I don't know. Last year they did the Carmen Ghia and a side-by-side.
Carmen Ghia, really?
Yeah, all built up for off-road.
Yeah, super cool.
It was a neat-looking car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sand Sports Super Show. And then 2 weeks after that is the Off-Road Expo in Pomona. And we'll be at the Off-Road Expo in Pomona. And that is September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd. That's a big weekend. Immediately 2 weeks after that, we've got cleanups and trail maintenance days. October 15th and October 16th. Saturday, October 15th, we're teaming up with Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club and Tread Lightly and San Diego 4-Wheelers
Mountain Springs.
So some people call it Smuggler's Gulch. Some people call it Mountain Springs or Inkopa. It's a very popular destination. Well, a lot of San Diego County shooting destination spots got closed down, and Mountain Springs is very popular. It's just right. You don't even hit the bottom of the hill. You don't hit the valley. You're still in San Diego County at Mountain Springs right there. And it's a very popular shooting destination. Unfortunately, people bring out refrigerators,
stuff,
washers, TVs, dressers, couches. There's everything out there. We need
furniture.
A good, solid, 30 to 50 people all day
cleaning
that trash. Unfortunately, the trigger trash there is out of control.
Right.
So that is Saturday the 15th. On Sunday the 16th, TDS is going to be doing Valley of the Moon, which is just above that. It's an awesome off-road trail. If you're interested in and you got a 4x4, they're going to be out on and cleaning that out. There's 2 broke down vehicles from, I want to say cartel or, international travelers that have been left there that have been picked to pieces. And,
they need to be hauled away.
Get those out.
Yeah, yeah. So David Byram, Wymore Products down in El Centro, and Amy Vollmer are working together with the Bureau of Land Management and the military. We are there. One, David is going to bring out his built-up Dodge 3500 with the boom rigger on the back of it and try and tow him out.
Why don't you blow it up?
Or we're going to have the military come in and do a military training exercise where they come in and strap him up. And
I'd blow it up.
And I don't think we can because it's a sensitive, somewhat sensitive area there. There's bighorn sheep and
what was
and,
that?
Yeah, a couple of other things. I don't think we can do that.
Okay. I'm always looking to blow things up.
I mean, me too.
But they could use, the military, that'd be a great recovery experience.
Yes, actually.
And they've got recovery vehicles.
You are.
Yeah, they have all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know. That's going to be a fun one. If we can get the military to do a fly in and strap it up
and haul it away
for us, or at least drop it next to the road so then we can take it from the road and get rid of them.
Drop it in Mexico.
One of the two. I know, right? Let's just return to owner.
Return to owner. Say, we'll check the DMV.
I mean,
DMV.
It's right next to the border.
Check
anyway,
the DMV.
The top of.
Get the helicopter to swing around and then just shoot it across. I like that. Yeah. All right, let's take our last break right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. This is S-D-O-R-C, Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
KJ Termite. Bugs are out. I'm seeing them running all over the freeway, up and down the houses, through the trees. Call KJ. They'll come to your house and eliminate those little rascals, and you won't have to wake up in the middle of the night being nibbled on. I only say that because I had that happen a while back. You can call them 619-441-7378. Family owned and operated for over 45 years. Very family oriented. Owned by a family. And they will come out to your house, take a look, and they will give you a monthly, bi-monthly, whatever your infestation is, they'll give you a schedule that will keep those rascals out. K&J Termite and Pest Control. Call them 619-441-7378. All right, so we haven't talked anything legal this show because I think it's important to let people know the events that are coming out, the Sand Sports Show,
Pomona Off-Road Expo.
Pomona Off-Road Expo.
Yep.
Because all I ever hear is, geez, I wish I'd have known.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would go. So we're going to try to see if we can't get this radio show 2 hours to go up for both events live. If you're interested in being part of it, you're getting a ground floor opportunity to sponsor some segments up there because Ed and Audrey will be going up. I'll stay here and I'll be the Bryant Gumbel of radio, and I'll just
I already know who I want to ask, and I'm pretty sure I've already got it sold in my head.
There
so I'm so excited nice. For
and
that. How,
and then we'll do KUSI prior to both of those shows and let people know again what's going to happen and where. And these are local. It's not like you have to take a plane anywhere.
No. Costa Mesa takes 2 hours and 10 minutes
Who
to get
Mike
up to.
Who is Mike Johnson? And it's all in Spanish.
That side's in Spanish. If you switch it over, is in the back. Oh, did he give me a? I didn't even realize.
Down
so
the
I was going to tell you about that
the bottom,
on,
it's
on
it's
in between us. Okay. So he's SD Must. He is a Second Amendment group. He's running for Escondido City Council.
Oh.
You have to start somewhere.
Mike Johnson.
And I need support for Mike Johnson for the Escondido City Council. He is somebody who we want. I have asked him.
Never been in your gun show?
I don't know. In fact, I'm going to keep this and I'll give this.
I'm giving it to you.
He'll
to keep.
Right
yes.
In.
He will be more than happy to come in here. He's an awesome candidate. He is definitely in line with our beliefs.
Second Amendment guy.
He's a second. He's a.
He
yep. SD Must is a nonprofit.
They do cleanups in shooting areas.
I know.
Yes.
I know we must know that. We must know him.
Yeah. He's been on to KUSI before. We had him on KUSI. He had all the steel target things. So I know that we've done the Painted
cool.
Gorge with him for a few different years and Otay with him.
So there's a lot of really fun stuff coming up. Nothing
yes.
boring like what Ed talks about all the time, which
oh
is legal.
I'll
stuff.
Talk about something yes. interesting.
Yes.
Can we run through all the events that we have coming up?
Yes.
That we had a discussion on a Wednesday evening. We had all the players together, the club people and the agency people, and we we sort of hammered out a schedule so that we didn't step on each other's events.
Yep.
That was, so everything was in a logical time of the year.
Which is also so important.
So October 15th, mm-hmm. Mountain Springs cleanup,
yep,
Devil's Canyon.
Yep.
Right? October 16th, Valley of the Moon, as long as we're out there. And that's on the south side of Highway 8, right before you drop down into the desert. That's Bureau of Land Management. Okay, not in order of the date, but February 11th, Painted Gorge cleanup. And Painted Gorge is a little ways past Ocotillo and then to the north. There's a neat area that, that people shoot and they off-road in. And it gets a little bit messy out there, so we're having a cleanup there February 11th, and I'm going to be in charge of that. January 7th, Pink Gate, Palm Springs BLM land. Mike, the guy we were just talking about, mm-hmm. Mike Johnson from SD Must, is going to be leading that. I don't know where that place is. Audrey, do you remember where
Alta
that is?
Alta Road. It's the backside. It's from the prison.
That's Alta Road.
Yeah,
okay.
It's from the prison.
That's
the,
Donovan.
Donovan's.
Down by the jail.
Donovan.
The Otay border crossing.
Yeah,
right
why
there.
Do I want to call it Georgia?
Georgia.
I know, Georgia.
This is California.
There's a road that goes up Otay Mountain from there, but you don't have access from through the gate.
That's
kind of a funny spot. So that people shoot down there. So they're
but
doing
about
a
100 yards down, you can get in and you go in line with it. And then it
January 7th.
Yeah. There's a workaround.
January 14th. That's probably the biggest cleanup of anywhere in Southern California. Imperial Sand Dunes, El Cajon, BLM. That's Glamis, Gordon's, Buttercup, Gecko, all that. And lovely, beautiful, talented Audrey Mason will be leading that one. And you'll be working with the BLM. Some other stuff going on. Glamis Adopt a Highway. We're talking about adopting Highway 78 from the railroad tracks to Gecko Road. And that's where along the sand dunes, and there seems to be a lot of trash along there, especially after a big weekend.
Yeah. So I'm doing, what I'm trying to do on that is I'm trying to coordinate businesses and clubs to team up for each month and have somebody in charge of once a month of the big holiday weekend to go out afterwards. Because unfortunately, when people leave, the dumpsters are ways away from them. They don't want to bring their trash inside because most people have their trash outside. Mm-hmm. And so they hook it on their bumper, or they hook it on something. And the minute that they hit the road, it flies off and then they don't stop and pick it up and clean it. So unfortunately along the highway, it gets really trashed right there. But that's not a specific date per se. That's just something that I'm working on the side for that. But we do need to hit Corral Canyon, which is December 10th. We have Corral Canyon trail maintenance cleanup days.
Oh, yeah. Corral Canyon. I'm sorry. That was right there. Corral Canyon, December 10th. And that'll be more trimming brush than picking up trash.
Yeah.
What the trails grow over, and it's nice to
couple
nice
people will have
them.
Chainsaw certifications.
Can you drive by with a machete on your side by side?
You need loppers. The machete, unfortunately, with the manzanita is so hard out there.
When
that
I see this one piece of equipment, had big, massive, big blaze, and it was driving along the roadway and just destroying these trees.
Yeah. We need that for sure. But they can't get through the trails, the 4x4 trails out there. And a lot of it's single track. You got a dirt bike, motorcycle, you're willing to come out with some loppers. Yeah. The single track's getting out of control.
Hey, have you seen those little hand? They're only this big, but it's a chainsaw.
Yes. I actually have one.
I have one too.
Because the bush that goes over my tortoise outside is a Matilda bush.
To my wife. I'm not allowed anything sharp.
Never mind.
But no.
I'm not allowed anything sharp.
But it's really, I mean, you just run along, chink, 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 chink. So that'd be something to think about.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So the BLM is doing some other projects. On December 15th, they're guiding a hike in Tumco Ghost Town off of Ogilvie Road. So there's a ghost town they're going to walk through.
That's a really cool one.
Is it really?
Yeah, I love Tumco Ghost Town. It's back behind Gold Rock Ranch. It's the backside of the sand dunes, closer on your way over to the river and such towards Ogilvie. But he says you can come camp at Ogilvie and go out. That's on a Friday, December 15th, though. You might have to take a day off of work or not. I'm not exactly sure, but that sounds like a fun one.
Then January 28th, the BLM is doing a hike /4x4 to Hauser Geode Beds in Imperial Valley. Imperial Valley Gem and Mineral Society is going to be helping, and they're going to look for geodes. I think they're going to have tools there where they can cut a geode in half and polish it right there. That's January 28th. March 11th, the BLM is guiding a four-wheel drive tour on the Juan Bautista de Anza National Historic Trail. And Brandon from Tread Lightly is leading. And I think that goes from close to the border all the way up to Ocotillo Wells. So there's a number of cool events going on.
Yeah.
So something I wanted to talk about also was the Pacific Crest Trail. And the Pacific Crest Trail is a hiking and equestrian trail that goes from Mexico to Canada through the mountains near the West Coast.
You got about a minute left.
And the Pacific Crest Trail Foundation is pushing towards having a PCT corridor, a one-mile corridor of no mechanized, no motorized vehicles. And there's pushback on that because there's, especially in the Sequoia National Forest and the Sierra National Forest, there are motorized trails that cross the PCT. And there's never been any trouble that I know of. Nobody's driving on the Pacific Crest Trail, and the hikers aren't really complaining about it. But they want to end off-roading along the trail, so that'll make it difficult to go from one side to the other. And it would close and hurt routes along there.
Yeah. Well,
so that's something Corva's been working on.
All right. Well, hey, folks, this has been STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Don't touch that dial. If you've seen any of my Facebook postings, I went and looked at a Buick.
Oh, God, that concept car was unreal. I saw that.
Double real. And I've got a whole hour of interviews with the designers. Wait till you hear how that car came to be. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. Join STORC Dirt Radio. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.